something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Five Lessons on Prayer.
Hallelujah.
The second thing, which is very, very important about prayer in the New Testament, is what I've called here the work and effect of righteousness. The work and effect of righteousness. Why is this important? Once you understand this, Oh boy, it'll change your life forever. Now, you know, when I say the work and effect of righteousness, you might be immediately thinking, okay, so how do I get my life right? How do I do this? I've got to show it to you in the Word. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? So I want to read to you from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning from verse number 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Now, he's quoting Jeremiah the prophet. Now, Jeremiah the prophet from Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 33. So let's read. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. He says there's going to be a new covenant. All right. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Look at the next verse. We're just going to keep reading till I tell you stuff. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I want you to notice the reasoning of the Apostle Paul here. It's quite remarkable how he comes in here. So here is still quoting Jeremiah. Here's the quote in Jeremiah. So it says, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Okay? So watch. Look at the next verse. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. You get it? Because it says, if God says the sins and their iniquities, I will not remember anymore. So the offering for sin is no longer necessary, because the offering was because God remembered their sins and their iniquities. So if God doesn't remember their sins and their iniquities because of the remission, then the offering for sin is gone. Now that is so important. I don't want you to miss it. You're going to know why as we get along. It says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Okay, look at the next thing. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. This is so powerful. Look at it. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. This is the most holy place where the high priest used to enter. So he says, brethren, we now have the boldness to enter the holiest, that's the most holy place, by the blood of Jesus. That used to be what the high priest had to carry. He had to take blood into that place. Now that's abrogated. And then he says, by the blood of Jesus, look at this. We have boldness to enter. We have boldness. Now only the high priest could go in the Old Testament. Now, all the priests stayed in the other section. They couldn't go into the holiest. Now, all of us go into the holiest. That's the presence of God. All of us. All right, but watch this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Look at the next thing. By a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Oh, boy. Look at the next thing. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, this verse contains some very powerful truths in connection with the point I'm making to you. Three very powerful truths that I want to show you. Number one, it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. That's number one. A true heart in full assurance of faith. What's he talking about? I'll show it to you. Number two, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Number three, and our bodies washed with pure water. What is the meaning of this? Now, here's the point. Look at it again. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. You would think that means that I'm going to have to squeeze out some faith and try to, you know, come in and try to do some faith. No, he's telling you the same thing he just said. We now have boldness to enter. All right? Boldness to enter with the blood of Jesus. So he says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So that's not something I can do by myself. Look at number two. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. I can't sprinkle my heart with an evil from an evil conscience. I'll show that to you. And our bodies washed with pure water. Our bodies. I want you to notice, not talking about your spirit. Our bodies washed with pure water. Okay. So let's start analyzing these three and why they're important. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. How can I have full assurance of faith? What's he talking about? He's telling you exactly what you have in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Because look at it. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. The work of righteousness shall be peace. You remember what he's talking about here? Being therefore declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5:1. That's exactly what Paul's talking about. And that is what Isaiah is prophesying about here. The work of righteousness shall be peace. When that righteousness, when you are declared righteous, when you are acquitted, and that acquittal is written there, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. The work of righteousness shall be peace. And then it says, the effect of righteousness shall be faith. That's called quietness and assurance. Because faith is the assurance, the title deed. You see it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That's the definition of faith. So, the work of righteousness, peace with God. The effect of righteousness is faith. You see it? This is something that God's work does for you. The righteousness of God produces peace and produces faith. Once you understand the gift of righteousness, you walk in faith. It gives you faith, which is the reason you're able to stand in the presence of God without guilt, without condemnation. You see it? You're no longer feeling like, without fear. No fear, no guilt, no condemnation. That's what righteousness does for you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayenne and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.